Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Meeting Ike series Blog Talk Radio Show. Tonight's episode is the Midweek Calming Potion. And we are going to be covering a few different things here this evening. Tonight's show is called Let It Go. And I don't know if you can hear it in the background. From Frozen, Let It Go song. And why are we doing Let It Go tonight? Well, here's the thing. There's so many things that we do. There's so much we do. And sometimes we just need to let it go because there's just, you can't have everything building up on you. It becomes too stressful and you can't think. You get nervous. It's harder to sleep. And so it just makes it for a very, very difficult time to be able to concentrate, like in school, or to do your homework, or to do your chores at home, to listen to your mom and dad, or be able to, for the older kids listening to this, to be able to do the babysitting along with your homework and have everything fall into place. So sometimes when we have too much, it's called too much on our plate, it's an old saying, we've got too much to do and too much responsibility. And, you know, there a lot of you out there also play sports and, you know, maybe music lessons too, marching band, art classes, ballet, dance, you know, football and different things like that going on, even hockey. And along with everything else that you've got going on, and you're just thinking about it all the time. And sometimes you just have to take some time out for you, and you got to let it all go. You have to relax. So we are going to be doing that with a guided meditation of letting it go. And also what I'm going to do with this show, because the last couple of shows somehow got messed up. I don't know what happened. The first show, I thought I had made a mistake, and then when it happened again and I went back and looked, I had actually scheduled things, the shows for the length of time, but somehow they were getting cut off. So I apologize for that. I have no idea why that happened, but hopefully, fingers crossed tonight, cross your fingers, that tonight's show is going to go just fine. So we are going to do an extra long show this evening. Usually it's 15 minutes, but tonight I had scheduled for 30 minutes to make up for those mistakes from those two other shows. And first I want to do, because both times it got cut off, for you to receive your free coloring page of your astrology sign, all you have to do to get that is to email your name and your astrology sign. If you don't know your astrology sign, go ahead and just send me your birthday, the month and the day. I don't need the year, just the month and the day that you were born, and then I can go ahead and send you your coloring page. And how are you going to get that? You're going to email both of those information, your name and either your astrology sign or your birthday, to me, and you're going to be sending that to meeting, M-E-E-T-I-N-G, period, Ike, and that's spelled I-K-E, period, series, S-E-R-I-E-S, at Earthlink, and that's E-A-R-T-H, LINK.net. So meeting.ike.series earthlink.net. NET. That's NET. So if you send that to me, I will send you your free coloring page for of your astrology sign. So I want to make sure I said that first So I've been trying to get that information out to you for the last two shows. Okay, so here what we're going to do for the meditation later is I'm going to go over, because I'm not sure if you got it last time, if how much was, you know, you got cut off or not there. Just real quick for your sun sign, what your stone is. And we're going to be using that in a meditation this evening, along with letting it go. So if we're ready, we're going to start with Aries, and your stone is diamond. Taurus, your stone is emerald. For Gemini, it's aquamarine. Cancer has pearls. Leo has topaz. Virgo, yours is jade. Scorpio has bloodstone. Sagittarius has turquoise. Aquarius, yours is sapphire. And Pisces, you have the emerald. Now, these are your astrological stones. These are not your birth stones for the month that you were born. That would be different than your astrology stone. So keep those in mind for later when we do our meditation, okay? So now with the let it go. There is, how many, raise your hand as to how many of you had a really rough week so far and you just need to let some things go. Raise your hand. My hand's up. So I like to relax as well, and I need to relax. I'm very busy with my work, and, you know, you're probably busy with your school too. And so what are some of the ways that we get tense and we get nervous? Being able to sleep good? Do we end up having tummy aches, headaches? You start arguing with other people? And let's see, any of those fit for you? I know that most people, that's what happens for someone. There's too much on their plate and they can't think because they're always going. So they need to get a lot of things done, and they say, oh, no, I have to be the one to do this. I have to do it. Well, you know what? It makes our body really tense, and the muscles inside of our body. And that's not good. So we want to be able to relax those. And I know that I've done a segment with you guys before about doing some stretches and with your neck and moving your body parts. We got up, started moving around, and that's to get the blood flowing and get the muscles moving so we can get the blood into the muscles and make them really healthy and relaxed. So we're going to do a little bit of that now. So why don't you go ahead and stand up and what you're going to do is you're going to march in place. And you can start with your left foot or you can start with your right foot. It doesn't matter. And we're going to ready. We're going to march. One, bring the foot up and bring it down. And then the other foot up and then down. We're going to do this right in place. Or if you want to march around a little circle, you can do that too. Ready? March. One, two, three. One, two, three. How about this? Left foot, your right foot, left foot. You want to do it that way? We can do that. Then your right, back to your left. Your right foot, your left foot, your right foot. Is that too fast? No, it's not too fast. Okay, so let's do it a couple more times, and then we're going to do something else. Ready? Okay, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. Marching, marching, marching. All right. Oh, that was fun. Now, how you feel more breath coming in when you do that, right? You feel more air, oxygen, your breath. You're taking more breaths in. That's really good because then you're getting breath into your lungs. You're breathing, getting more oxygen in there. The oxygen travels through your blood and gets to your body and gets through into your skin and all your organs and makes you more healthy. And then it helps to let it go. So now what we're going to do is take our arms, both of them, straight up into the sky. Reach your fingers way up high. Reach them both up there, up a little bit more. That, hold that. And then drop them down. And then shake out your arms and shake out your fingers. That feels good, doesn't it? Yes, it does. It feels good. When I do it, I like it. Okay, next we're going to do is we're going to roll our shoulders back. Ready? You're going to just stand there and now roll your shoulders, get them up, and then back, and then drop them down at the same time, and then bring them forward, up, up, and then down. Do that one more time. Very good. Now we're going to roll them forward this time instead of back first. We're going to go up, 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 forward, and then drop down to the back. Do that again. And then one more time. Okay, good. Now we're going to go ahead and standing there, we're going to take our head and we're going to tip over to the toward the left, just our head to the left until it's going over toward our shoulder. I'm sorry, just not both at the same time. You just can't do that. That's silly. Okay, so we've got our left ear going towards our left shoulder, and hold that just a moment and bring that straight back up. Your head is back straight, and then now do it to the right ear with the right shoulder, and just hold that for a moment, and now bring your head up. Very good. Now drop your chin down to your chest, and we're going to roll very slowly now our head from the right, okay, toward the right, and then shoulder to ear. And then roll your head back it's like you're looking upward towards the ceiling or the sky. And then keep rolling your head toward the left, your left shoulder near your left ear. And then bring it forward so your chin and your chest are meeting again. Very good. Now we're going to go the other way. And we're going to go to the left, so our left ear and left shoulder. Very good. Now roll your head back. It's like you're looking up in the sky or at the ceiling. And then roll your head over to the right ear and the right shoulder. And then again for the chin to the chest. And then now look up. Now I want you to do is take a nice deep breath in and just let it out real fast. Very good. Very good. Now, how do you feel? Do you feel better than you did before? Okay. Very good. I'm glad. And you should feel better. I want you to feel better. And you know what? These are some of the things that I teach kids in the play shops and the day camps that I have. And I have those starting there over in the Western New York area, like Buffalo and Amherst and all of those areas. I hold them over at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Amherst. That's on Main Street in Williamsville. And there are four different age groups. Now, if you live in the area or close to the area, you can have your parents sign you up so you can do these. There are four different age groups, and the one starts feed, and that's ages 5 to 7. And the next age group is Star Child, and that is ages 8 to 10. And then the next age group is the 11 to 13-year-olds, and that's the Starlight. And then finally, the last age group is 14 to 17 years old, and that one is called Star Guide. Now, two younger age groups, the Star Seed and the Starlight, those are held on Saturdays, and they start May 19th. And then the ones for the Starlight are held in July, and Star Guide are held in August. And the Star Guide and the Starlight, those two older age groups, we hold those inside, and they're also held outside over in the back area where, and there's a nature trail and there's a shelter there. So we'll be doing some of this work outside as well, getting in touch with nature and just doing some meditation and some other work outside, and doing some grounding. Have you ever heard of grounding? And talking with the trees and the plants and fairies and things like that. So we're going to really get in touch with the earth and the energies of the trees and the life that is in everything out there, along with the other work that we'll be doing inside. And then the younger ones, there is just a lot of arts and crafts and a lot of fun games that we're going to be playing, and you'll be doing things and making things and taking them home too. So don't think that you're not doing any fun stuff, because you really are. You're doing a lot of fun stuff. So if you are interested in taking my play shops or day camps, then also you can email me at meeting.ikeearthlink.net. And I can send information to you, or I'm going to say, you know, your parents, obviously, are the ones who are going to be emailing me, right? So I'll be sending them the information and get you signed up so you can take the play shops or the day camps. Now, if you're ready, we can go ahead and start doing the meditation to help you relax and let it go. And we're also going to be using your stone from your astrology sign. So make sure that you remember what your stone was that we talked about earlier. So now if you are all nice and relaxed, and you can get into your either sitting position, or you can get lay down, and it doesn't matter if you're laying down on the couch or the floor, your bed, outside, in your backyard, if you are somewhere where the weather is really nice. And right now I'm over in my backyard. I'm in Florida visiting, and the weather is beautiful here. So I'm out over on my back enclosed porch and seeing the trees and the sun and the birds. So if some of you are lucky enough to have the wet, nice weather right now, that's a good place to do it too. Lay down or sit down in your special spot that you do your meditation. And then if you're sitting down, go ahead and raise and put your palms face up on your thighs, which is your upper leg. And if you are laying down, just have your arms down by your sides. And close your eyes. And now we're going to begin. Go ahead and take a nice, slow, even deep breath in to the count of three. And as you let that breath out, let it out very slowly. And in your imagination, have your mind tell your body to relax. Now take another slow, even, deep breath in. Hold it, and again, having your mind tell your body to relax. And our body follows the commands of our mind. Now take one more slow, even, deep breath in. Hold that breath to the count of three. And very slowly now, let that breath out while you relax your whole body. Now in your imagination, I want you to picture above you in the sky, in the heavens, is a very large, bright, white sun. And it's shining down on you. And you can feel the warmth of this sun. And soon that sunshine, it's shining into your head. And it's shining all the way down to your toes and your feet. This sunshine is a very healing and cleansing white light energy. And it's filled with love. And it's filling up your toes and your feet now. And your ankles. It's shining and down your body and filling up your legs. It's filling up your lower lap area and your tummy area. Beautiful white light, this beautiful warm energy is filling up your chest and your back area. And you can feel it. It feels like a hug. So filled with love and kindness and tenderness. That sunshine energy is filling up your shoulders. And it's streaming down inside of your arms, to your fingers and your hands. And it's filling up now into your neck and your head. And it's overflowing out of your head, streaming down the outside of your body until the outside of your body is also shining just like the sun. And now you are radiating just like the sun. You're shiny just like the sun. Beautiful, gentle, healing energy. And you can feel it, and it feels really good. Now, in your imagination, I want you to take your hands and place them in front of you, palms up. And now your stone appears in your hands. Your astrology stone appears in your hands. And energy coming out of your hands is filling up your stone with that same white light energy filled with love and cleansing and healing energies. What I want you to do is bring your hands closer and closer to your body, towards your chest area, in the area where your heart is. Now that heart area, that begins to shine with a lot of white light energy as well. And all of your body is shining just like the sun now. And I want you to bring your hands and your imagination, bring your hands over to your chest. And you can feel it as your astrology sign stone goes inside of your chest into your heart area now. And since that is your stone, your astrology stone, it's in harmony with your energy and your body. And it feels good. How does this feel to you? in your mind, pay attention to how this feels. What feelings or sensations do you feel as your astrology sign stone is absorbed in through your heart area, into your energy? Now in your imagination, I want you to picture a basket in front of you. Take a moment to look at your basket and see what it looks like. Is your basket tall or short? What is it made from? Candles? Is there a design on it? What color is your basket? Now what I want you to do is hands, you can see in your imagination, in your hands, start appearing all the troubles from this past week that have bothered you, and you're going to place them into your basket. And when you place one into the basket, if you have more, another one appears in your hand. Which hand are you seeing your troubles appear in? Or are they appearing in both hands? Keep putting your troubles into the basket. Repeating doing this until there are no more troubles showing up in your hands. All the problems are gone. Everything that upset you this past week. Keep placing everything into the basket. How do you feel differently inside each time you place something in the basket? Okay, now step aside from the basket and you see that brilliant white sun above you. Now it's shining down on your basket. Shines down on your basket. You can see all of your troubles and all of your problems are disappearing. They're being transformed by this good energy into hearts, beautiful, happy, loving hearts. And those hearts are shiny and filled with love, and they're kind and they're healing. Now go and pick up your basket. And you can bring that basket home with you, and you can hand out those to the ones you love. Now take a deep breath and open your eyes. Good night, everybody. Tune in again.